This recording, Kenya 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of their territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in Nairobi, and I was born in a family of 15, and most of us grew around music, and therefore we used to meet in the evenings where we used to sing together, and we used to have tape recorders. My dad would bring some tapes, and we would sing along with the children music and songs, and we would also perform in church a lot, a special number, and that is how I started developing my interest in music. And then by the time I was in Form 2 high school, I was already teaching my teachers and some students how to play guitar. So I never lacked money for break. So I learned also how to make money very early from music. And that's what I still do now. I'm a mother. I'm a solo artist, recording artist, and I sing professionally. Like I said, we were 15. This is a large family, not obviously from one mother. I had two mothers apart from my mother, so that made 3 women. So I come from a polygamous family. And so being coming from a polygamous family, sometimes you feel love is not equal. So I grew up with a difficult childhood because my father's love was very much divided. But I loved my father very much. I like to talk a lot. I was I would act along with him in church, and he used to give us some scripts from the Bible. I used to answer the questions very well, and used to like walking around the home very much. I was somebody who would not rest until something is done. So that is me. Before something is done, I will not go to sleep. So after it's done, then I go and sleep.